Jordan Smith, I'd like to apologize for the smack talk when I said Paul Bemex was going to send you to the next round. Apparently, you sent us to the next round. Nice third race with RV for third overall. That was might have been the race of the night. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was. Man, that was a lot of fun. You know, I had so many close races, and yeah, it's just so much fun to come out to this race and have no pressure. And I got fourth, but it doesn't. You know, yeah. It doesn't. I felt like I was fast enough to win tonight, but it just didn't happen. So, you know, it. It's sitting on video, bro.
I know.
All right. So, yeah, it's like I said, it's a lot of fun, relaxed atmosphere, and yeah, got to put your bike out of it, so that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that might have been the highlight of the night for you.
Maybe.
Yeah, sending McAdoo to the showers.
That was it. It wasn't sending McAdoo to showers. I like Mac, yeah. But it was sending your bike to the showers. Right. Yeah.
I deserve it. I was talking smack.
Yep.
Hey, was there a section where you felt you were better than RV and he was better than you or anything?
Yeah, the whole night I felt like I was really good compared to everyone in the first section, the first dragon back section, and then as well as the first rhythm, the on on offs, and then after that I was kind of that last rhythm section kind of got me all night long, and the on offs is kind of, you know, it's kind of weird. Whenever a four stroke gets hot, it runs normal, but these things started kind of running. Maybe a little fat or lean, I don't know. And
lean, it'd be lean.
A little like pop and bog
here
and there, and it's just it's just different.
Right.
So,
and like you said, though, at the end of the thing, like even talking to McAdoo, and it's just a really cool event to be part of. It's run really well. It's fun out there, so it's just neat.
Yeah, it is, and it's actually our team manager. He didn't even show up today. Tyler showed up, but our team manager didn't. Yeah.
Fun-loving Tyler showed up, having a good time.
Yeah, but no team manager. Yeah, and but you were a team manager today for, you know, only half the night.
Yeah.
Because I put your bike out of it, but. Yeah, but you were stressed and
yeah, I was really we had jetting and gearing issues and clutch issues. I was really dialing this thing in.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun though.
Right. Well, hey, nice work. Like I said, you and RV, that third one might have been the coolest race of the night. Yeah. It was pretty fun to watch. So yeah, nice work.
Yeah, man, I always seem to keep it interesting here at these races. Right. So yeah.
Before I go, the Instagram smack talk with RV. That was pretty good. He got you good, but you were not shy to put him on blast. That was epic.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, a lot of fans were, you know, like, just giving me a lot of hate and stuff. And it's like, obviously, I know that I've won 3 races and he's won 9 or 10 championships, you know. Like, there's a huge difference there, you know. So, but, you know, just as a kid growing up watching him and then we had that on video, you know, I just thought it was kind of funny to post it. And, no, but we are all good after that last race. I mean, we obviously, like, both of us wanted to win bad, so.
But you even said, as soon as you put it out there, you kind of knew what he was going to hit you with.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I mean, I definitely set myself up, but it's like he could go back and, you know, so many things that I've done in my short, you know, 4 years of being a pro and mistakes and crashes and stuff that he could go back and put me on blast on. It's like, what am I going to, you know, what am I going to put him on blast for? So it was a lot of fun.
Cool, man. Thank you.
Yep.